From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Justice Department's watchdog slamming the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, over its handling of an email probe into former presidential candidate and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. AP's Sagar Magani reporting.
The Inspector General's report into one of the FBI's most consequential probes in recent times singles out then-Director Jim Comey, calling him insubordinate and his actions extraordinary. It criticizes Comey for publicly announcing he recommended against criminal charges for Clinton 4 months before the election, and then for alerting Congress days before it that the investigation was being reopened. But the report says there is no evidence Comey was motivated by political bias. Sagar Magani at the White House.
While people around the U.S. hit the streets protesting separating children from their parents at the U.S. border, House Speaker Paul Ryan has drafted an immigration bill that would end family separations.
We don't want kids to be separated from their parents. What's happening at the border and the separation of parents and their children is because of a court ruling. That's why I think legislation is necessary.
Under the recently announced zero tolerance policy of the Trump administration, children and parents who cross the border together are separated. Adults are at least temporarily placed on a detention facility, while current law says children have to be placed in a less restrictive setting. U.S. state of New York is suing to put an end to President Trump's Family Foundation. The lawsuit claims Mr. Trump engaged in illegal conduct for more than a decade to benefit his personal, business, and political interest. He says that's ridiculous. This is VOA News. Members of the U.N. Security Council reiterating their call for Yemeni ports to remain open as forces backed by the Saudi-led coalition bear down on Hodeidah. Speaking on behalf of all Security Council members, the Russian ambassador to the U.S., Vasily Nebenzia, expressed concern.
They were united in their deep concerns about the risks of the humanitarian situation and reiterated their call for the ports of Hodeidah and Salif to be kept open. They reiterated their call for the full implementation of Security Council resolutions, including Resolution 2216, and urged all sides to uphold their obligations under international humanitarian law.
His comments came after an emergency Security Council meeting on the Saudi-led coalition's offensive against the rebel-held Red Sea port of Hodeidah. UN estimates that more than 600,000 civilians in the city, many of whom are dependent upon assistance to survive. Fierce fighting and airstrikes continue to pound the area around Hodeidah. U.S. military confirming to VOA an American drone strike has targeted the leader, the Pakistani Taliban, in an Afghan province near the border with Pakistan. Unconfirmed reports from locals say Mullah Fazlullah has been killed. Fazlullah has directed numerous high-profile attacks against U.S. and Pakistani targets since he was appointed the group's leader in 2013. There is word now from the White House. President Trump has approved a plan to impose heavy tariffs on Chinese goods imported into the U.S. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Trump has long vowed to clamp down on unfair Chinese trade practices and to try to even out the $336 billion trade deficit that favors China. A source says that he's proposing somewhere between $35 and $55 billion in tariffs. It's a move that could complicate the president's efforts to keep China's support as he negotiates nuclear disarmament with North Korea. China, meanwhile, has already warned that it will impose retaliatory tariffs, specifically targeting beef and soybeans, which would affect U.S. farmers. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Analysts are saying British and French warships will sail into the disputed South China Sea in a display of naval strength that may satisfy domestic audiences, but they say could ruffle the waterway's major stakeholder, China, and lead to more militarization. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello, everybody, again. This is your super show, The African Beat. And so, welcome from our studio here in Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close. And now let's make our first stop, Cote d'Ivoire, with Tiken Jafokoli in African à Paris. African in Paris, and right after that, If You Wanna Be My Queen by Daddy Moose of Sierra Leone. But first, African à Paris by Tiken Jafokoli of Cote d'Ivoire.
Je pense à toi, je t'écris d'une trois étoiles à Cachan. Tu vois, faut pas que tu trembles ici. J'ai un toit et un peu d'argent. On vit là tous ensemble, on survit. On ne manque presque de rien. C'est pas l'enfer ni le paradis d'être un Africain à Paris.
Oh, 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 un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis Africain à Paris. Oh, 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 un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis Africain à Paris.
Des places, mais c'est par la voie des airs. Elles ne sont pas en première classe. C'est un oiseau nommé Chapter. En attendant que l'oiseau s'envole, des mains noires aux doigts de fée. Un soleil au goût de ma fée.
Oh, oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis Africain à Paris. Oh, oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis Africain à Paris.
Aussi. Je ne fais que travailler. Tu vois, j'en ai de la chance ici. J'aurai bientôt mes papiers. Maman, je sais que tu as l'habitude de trop vite t'affoler. Pas d'inquiétude si un hôtel a brûlé.
Oh, oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis Africain à Paris. Oh, oh, un peu en exil, étranger dans votre ville, je suis Africain à Paris.
Be My Queen by the reggae star Daddy Moose of Sierra Leone and African Paris by Tiken Jafokoli of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African beat on the Voice of America.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. You having a good time? Then let's get it going. To Namibia this time. Setson and the Mighty Dreads in Cain and Abel. And right after that, Look Before You Cross by Evie Edna Ogoli of Nigeria. Old school but sounds good. And The Revolution by Gokbi System of Senegal. First, Cain and Abel by Setson and the Mighty Dreads of Namibia.
Still me brethren, we love them to the maximum. Jah bless them full for them, no know what them do. Yeah. Rastafari.
What I see is a shocking shame. Brethren fighting against themselves. Sisters fusing against themselves. Whoa, whoa. Shame. See them pitiful who are reading Bible. Them say it that way.
fight against innocent, I fight against the children, I fight against you, even I and I don't rest, rest.
Thank you. was a revolution. There was a celestial explosion. Worlds were colliding into each other. Jupiter crashed into Saturn. Dogs were sitting at the table, and people were barking like dogs. Venus had collided with Mars. Tennis became a black sport, causing a hot rock shower in inner space. Nothing was safe. Some folks lost their place, tried to change their face back to black. It was too late for that. Streaks of red and purple and orange were seen across the sky. The earth was sent spinning off its axis, and everything was tilting a little funny. Fake flowers and trees were wilting, and all the plastic people were melting. It was a revolution. The face of the Sphinx was restored. Nubian warriors who had slept for ages were awakened and reclaimed the Harlems of the world. And every pyramid on the planet made contact with a star near and far, creating geometric lines of light for our sight to penetrate the lies and see past the disguise of our lives. It was a revolution. Wide noses were in, and big lips too. A bald head and some brown skin were the combo to win and do whatever you wanted to do. Holistically and consistently, we learned to appreciate ourselves naturally. A change in the tide, no one could hide. The waves were too big, too black, and too strong. We had been on the rise, so there was no surprising. With the force of God, we pulled you along. Everyone was caught up in the mix. Even the language had to be fixed. No more dry, dead words of insensitivity. Your tongue spoke your heart, always with sincerity. It was a revolution, and money was dead. Shot in the head by the revolutionaries. You see, money was contrary to the new sanctuary we were building. Life was fulfilling, not crippled promises of Mayflower dreams, not a band-aid cover-up for deceitful schemes. The people were the goal, and nothing could be sold. We were learning how to mine ourselves, extract the diamonds from our own wells. It was a revolution, and sharing and caring and not despairing is how we were living, cause everybody was giving. We didn't watch TV to learn how to be free. We channeled our lives in perfect harmony. It was a revolution. The stench of shame and greed offered no solution to this worldwide pollution. There was no longer such a thing as a horrible fate. Everybody had a home with food on the plate. There was no war no more, and everyone could see the trees and the forest and the forest and the trees. Life was a full fruit tree that nourished the body spiritually. Roots from the gods changed the odds, and those who were down now wore the crown. It was a revolution.
Revolution by Cook B System of Senegal. Before that, Look Before You Cross by Evie Edna Ogoli of Nigeria, and Cain and Abel by Setson and the Mighty Dreads of Namibia. You are listening to the African Beat. If you've just joined me, it's a pleasant welcome. I'll be right back.
The Voice of America. am Reni Adebayo Ige, a Nigerian musician based in the United States of America. You're listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America.
African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now let's take this email which says, "Hello, David. I am Malik Ayaloja from Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. I love the African beat." Well, thank you very much, Malik. And so let's take music now by Lucky Dube, "Crazy World" from South Africa. And after that, to the Comoros with Chebli in Sambele. And "Yester Seria" by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. To all my friends out there in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, if you're listening from the University of Addis, this is for you. But first, "Crazy World" by Lucky Dube of South Africa.
Living in, 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 living in amani uke mudu roho ni huke amani siku tamani rionane matonzi ya la wepamu o shahidi wangu mzima ende mahaba nilona yo utikiri mdu hau hadaya sambele
Sanjee
Yester Seria by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. Before that, Sambele by Chebli of the Comoros. And Crazy World by the great Lucky Dube, the legend, gone but not forgotten, of South Africa. This is the African beat that always makes you happy and put a smile on your face. The African beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African beat on the Voice of America, Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time, with me, David Vandy.
Welcome back. Our next track is Fanta by The Waves of the Seashells, and Dada Nakupenda by Kaz T of Tanzania, and Twi Mami by MZ Bell of Ghana. But first, Fanta by The Waves of the Seashells.
Fanta, Fanta, yote mimi nakutafuta. Nimefurahi leo nimekukuta. Mimi nawe tuwe pamoja. Lengo letu tufunge ndoa. Siku zote mimi nakutafuta. Nimefurahi leo nimekukuta. Mimi nawe tuwe pamoja. Lengo letu tufunge ndoa. Ewe dada nakupenda. Ukinikubali mimi nawe tutaoana.
Ewe dada kweli wanipenda. Mimi kweli mimi nawe tutaoana.
Ewe dada nakupenda. Ukinikubali mimi nawe tutaoana.
Ewe dada kweli wanipenda. Mimi kweli mimi nawe tutaoana.
Nipeleke mimi kwa wazazi. Nataka penzi letu liwe wazi. Nipeleke mimi kwa wazazi. Nataka penzi letu liwe wazi. Nipeleke nikatoe posa. Takosa raha kama nikikukosa baby. Nipeleke nikatoe posa. Takosa raha kama nikikukosa baby.
Ewe dada nakupenda. Ukinikubali mimi nawe tutaoana. Ewe dada kweli wanipenda. Mimi kweli mimi nawe tutaoana.
Ewe dada nakupenda. Ukinikubali mimi nawe tutaoana.
Ewe dada kweli wanipenda. Mimi kweli mimi nawe
Cyrus.
By MZ Bell of Ghana. Before that, Dada Nakupenda by Cast T of Tanzania. And Fanta by the Waves of the Seashells. This is the African Beat. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye bye.
Young people on the beat.
Sugar Martin. No matter the hard times, keep on trying.
Stop a da 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 da. Stop a da 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 da. Stop a da 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 da. Hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, ah, ah. Like you don't go for food, then this is this. Cause when I get on, I got the 30 days.
For ease, I'm not crying no more. You
the bank.